Eventually, she tosses the remote down beside her with a clear sigh of frustration as there's a knock in the entryway before bellowing, "What?" Turning to see who's coming in, Meg tosses me a smile as she walks toward us with lunch for Veronica and says,
"I'm sorry, Riker. I didn't know you would be in here. Would you like me to go bring you some as well?"
"Yes, please, Meg. That would be nice. Thank you." She nods and walks over to stand by Veronica, who takes her time sitting up straight in order for Meg to place the tray over her lap. Meg's worked with me long enough that I know, even though she's got a pleasant smile on her face, she's annoyed as hell by Veronica's behavior, and always has been. I like the fact Meg is closer to my side than Angel's on having Veronica here, which is both of us wish Baron would be caught already so she can get out of here and move the hell on with her life. Yes, I loved her once, and yes, I care about her in a way nobody else does. But man, she's a pain in the fucking ass. But he hasn't been seen, and Veronica's recovering from his assault, so this is how it has to be for now. And I don't know how Angel deals with her, a real smile on her face all the time. I'm pretty sure I married a fucking saint. While I'm glad the woman I love can deal with this bullshit, I'm close to pulling my hair out, and it's only been a few days. So when Meg leaves the room and Veronica begins eating, I decide now is as good a time as any to inform her of my plans to help her on her road to recovery. A road that will help her leave me the hell alone. You should know that beginning tomorrow, a counselor will be coming here to the house to see you. Her fork pauses halfway to her mouth as she stares at me wide-eyed. You'll have a private room to talk with her, undisturbed. Twice a week, Veronica, and she will have your full cooperation. Do you understand?
Why? How is that even a question after the past few years? Hell, after your whole life. You need help, and the best place to start is with someone to talk to who can help you heal and teach you proper coping skills.
She finishes taking her bite, chewing while glaring at me the whole time, then puts down her fork.
I had a counselor when I started to cop an attitude, as my father put it. Know what they told me? Just do what your parents tell you. You have it all, child. Don't you know how lucky you are? It wasn't helpful. It was bullshit.
I assure you this lady isn't like that. Angel recommended her and assured me she's top-notch.
Oh, your wife recommended her. Wow, I'm sure going to trust her opinion on the matter.
Your sarcasm is unappreciated, and like I've said, I don't give a fuck what you want. It's clear to everyone except you that you've got no control of your life and you need to get some, along with a damned clue. She flinches at what I've said, and I rise from my seat, unable to stay in the room with her any longer. Enjoy your lunch and be nice to everyone, including my wife and my staff, or you won't like what I'll say to you if you're not. As I go to leave the room, Meg is returning with my lunch. I walk with her to my office where she leaves me in peace, closing the door behind her, which is a clear sign for everyone to leave me alone. And not for the last time. I wonder why the hell I let Angel talk me into bringing Veronica here.
Chapter 2, Danita. People who start out as enemies can become friends. Sure, there might be a lost cause here and there, but most people aren't lashing out because they enjoy it. They're calling for our help in the only way they know how. And in some cases, they don't know they're asking for help. They're simply reacting to their situations, to their feelings, to their devastation, and helping them is the only way to really fix things for them and those around them. Turning a blind eye only leads to more blindness until the idea of every man for himself becomes so real nobody questions it. Charity and someone asking for assistance or help in any way becomes a dirty thing, as if someone could possibly see everything coming their way and plan perfectly, let alone react properly. I know I had no idea at age 15 how to cope with what was happening to me. How can anyone expect people who aren't taught the right skills, because the people raising them don't have the right skills either, to do any better than where they come from out of the gate? It fucking took me years to come out of the fog after leaving everything behind to save myself. And although